If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out.
Poor Bowie. You know, I am one of the people who believe that Bowie, that the rapture did happen last year, and Bowie and Prince were the only ones who cut them.
That's right. They
George Michael and Carrie Fisher
were left behind.
Oh, were they? Carrie Fisher? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
George Michael and Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
See ya.
The rest of us, forget it.
Yeah,
it's
we're
over.
Left behind.
All right. So listen, first of all, you live in studio, not just today, but tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And you did this. I know you did this for me because you're famously cautious about what words we use. You use the T word this week. You use the word treason. You did that just for me, just to make me hot.
That's not hard.
There is so much going on, but this Devin Nunes stuff is just insane. So he wrote this little memo, a bunch of talking points, and right, they're now trying to make this the bombshell that's going to shut Mueller down, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. These guys are saying that what they did was they worked together and created their own little classified document.
Can you get your smoky voice closer to the microphone,
right,
please?
Thank you. How about that now? Mm-hmm. All right. They apparently, Devin Nunes and his staff of geniuses went into the SCIF and created a classified document which is supposed to show definitively with proof.
Right.
Right, that the FBI is in cahoots with, you know, evil liberals or whoever it is.
Right.
To undermine the Trump administration. Now, the only way you can read his memo, which is a top secret plus document, is to go into the classified holding facility in the building, sit down, read it on whether it's transmitted via iPad or not or paper, read it, go out and pretend like you never read it.
Right.
So everyone who comes out are saying, oh, my God, it's the worst thing since Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And, of course, they can't talk about what's in it at all.
Right.
Sweet.
Well, except Adam Schiff has, and he said this is ridiculous. You can't release it, first of all, right, without revealing FBI methods and sources, right? Secondly, you can't see the classified stuff, so you can't see how he's twisted and, right?
Yeah, and from what I understand, my reading of it was that this was related to unmasking again. And if we all remember last year's unmasking scandal, where the Obama administration required these key people read the real names of people that may have been carrying out nefarious activities.
Right.
And they're back to that again.
Yeah.
Only they've created a document which is designed to undercut the FBI's ability to collect information. And this is going to do real damage to us.
Well, right. Okay. And also, even Republicans had to admit that nothing improper was done. This was ridiculous. Like Devin Nunes. Remember that whole, secret information that he got from the White House that he went to at night with a fake mustache. I mean, this whole... So you tweeted, Treason, Inc. House Republicans are aligning themselves with WikiLeaks traitor defector Ed Snowden to put out a Nunes written report to attack the FBI and the CIA to save Trump from Mueller. Now Russian bots are massively pushing hashtag release the memo. I cannot fathom this treachery.
You're absolutely right. This last week, the hashtag release the memo, which is supposed to be a rallying cry by them to declassify this report, which, again, will release FBI's collection methodologies and then to put it out into public. Almost immediately, WikiLeaks came out and started hashtagging release the memo. Edward Snowden, traitor to the nation, literally a defector living in Moscow, comes out and goes, hashtag release the memo. And now this week we find Russian intelligence, the Russian Internet Research Agency and their bot farm in St. Petersburg pushed, released the memo high up into the top 10, to do this. This is just insane now. We have Republican congressmen who are actually coming out and saying, repeating talking points that are literally coming from Moscow now.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, the T-word
like
is starting to apply.
Right. It's like Russia and the Republicans against America now.
There's different technical terms that are used here.
Right.
There are assets, there are agents, there are unwitting assets, witting assets, but there are also people we call fellow travelers.
Right.
Who are people who believe in the exact same ideology. When you back WikiLeaks, Edward Snowden, and, you know, Devin Nunes all in the same sentence, in order to attack the FBI's credibility, we have a treason problem here. Now, not literally, not legally, But rhetorically, in the common parlance, I know all the lawyers are going to start calling.
All right, some
but this is ridiculous.
Yeah, some of your tweets, it's like Da Vinci Code. You need to, it's spy talk. You need to explain it to us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Come on, I can
write this down.
Sean, where's my decoder ring? you wrote, best case scenario, Nunez doesn't even know that the KGB has put a star on the file of their best asset, meaning who?
Oh,
Trump.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, actually, that's a retweet.
Okay, got it. Putin don't need Netflix. He's got Fox News reporting shenanigans that exceed his wildest desires. For a former intelligence office, this is hotter than porn.
It is a little hot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the thing is, you know, I would really like to get back to terrorism.
Yeah.
There's just no ending this story. We are really at the beginning of this story. So for all of you who are going to be calling in and saying, when will it end?
Yeah.
Believe me. You don't want to see the end of this story because it could end with our democracy. What we will see, though, is we want people brought to justice.
Okay, so the latest right-wing thing is the lost FBI text. Oh, my God. There's – I mean, I said yesterday, I have to imagine that they're in a white-knuckle panic because Mueller is close. And this is getting so big, they're panicking for a way to shut him down. So this latest thing, 5 months' worth of text messages between the FBI agent Peter Strauss, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and Lisa Page. You know, analysts are saying, look for Paul Manafort's lawyers to jump all over this. If other members of the Trump campaign get hit with charges, they'll just throw these missing tests back as evidence that the probe was tainted from the beginning. One former federal prosecutor said, though it doesn't look good and will only further embolden conspiracy theorists, I don't see how this could be used to attack any charges already filed or future charges.
It's going to be awesome on InfoWars. And that's what they want. I'm writing the sequel to The Plot to Hack America. It's called The Plot to Destroy Democracy. And we're talking, you know, it's how and why Russia has created technically a fifth column. You've created Americans who have been co-opted to do their bidding willfully.
Yeah.
And what we have is we have this, you know, information now, certainly with Fox News, has been pushed to the point where InfoWars, Breitbart, Fox News, they are almost inseparable. Oh, I'm sorry. And The Onion are almost inseparable. You can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
And that has become ground truth for many people in this country. And they are willing to believe there's part of that conspiracy theory is that these two were plotting to kill President Trump. Right. That's the conspiracy theory that's out there. And that will be mainstreamed very soon. Believe me, Moscow will be putting that out, you know, defend the president's life or something.
But you
know what? The only way out of this is very simple. And I think Robert Mueller and the FBI staff, they understand what's going on here. And when they're going to strike, they're going to strike hard. And they're going to do it in such a way that, you know, when they indict people for conspiracy against the United States, you can't come and say, oh, but this guy's missing email. It's like, hey, dude, you've got your own legal problems here. Like, I don't know, trying to kidnap American citizens or working with foreign intelligence agencies.
You said probably a lot of them included, what's up? You up?
Yeah, what's up?
Hit me back.
How you doing? You know,
these are
the kind of emails, the kind of hard-hitting Hillary Clinton emails that we didn't get to see.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know? What sort of risotto
are you
shall
wearing?
We serve at the? Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe they were the sex. We're like, we don't need to see those. I don't need to know.